To live it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. To live it. This has been the most difficult task for anybody in Earth, on Earth, around Earth, whatever, to live whatever they believe. You know, we can have wonderful beliefs. We can have wonderful convictions. We can have wonderful training and understanding of spiritual truths and of human truths. But to live it is the world of difference. We read a story this morning at the breakfast table. It was sent to us on the email. It was about a lady who had a baby. And the baby was to be a little girl to fit into their family of a five-year-old boy and her husband and herself to make a nice foursome. And they looked forward to it all the months that she was pregnant. And then the baby had to be taken cesarean. And it was many months preemie. And so the baby was not really looking too good. And the doctor, in taking his jauntist attitude toward it, not wanting to have them build up hope that would be dashed, said, it's quite likely the baby may not live through the night, through the first night. And of course, it was so tiny, nobody could hold it, nobody could touch it hardly. And it was put into an incubator, and it lasted the night. And it came through the night, and as it came through the night, the doctor said, well, if it lives, it's going to have brain damage, it's going to have bodily malformations, it's not going to be able to hear or see or talk or walk or do anything. The doctor just gave the whole laundry list of possibilities. These parents had really something to think about. So the mother and father were innocent, simple people who were not greatly trained in religious things. They were not greatly trained in philosophy and so forth. They just were innocent, beautiful people who wanted that baby perfect with all their heart. And they and their little son, five-year-old boy, they said, our daughter is perfect. Our baby is perfect. Every organ, action, function of her body is perfect. They may not have used these words, but they said that. Our daughter is perfect. Our daughter is perfect. Our daughter is perfect. Our daughter can see. Our daughter can talk. Our daughter can walk. Our daughter has a perfect body. Our daughter has a perfect mind. They just affirm this. And they surrounded that little daughter with the love and light of God, and they were very much into the awareness of Jesus, and so they said, Jesus is there taking care of their daughter. Jesus is holding their daughter in his arms. Jesus is healing their daughter, is not necessarily healing their daughter, they didn't admit that there was something wrong, caring for her daughter. Jesus was lovingly caring for her daughter. And they went on doing this for several weeks. And finally, when it came time for the baby to come home from the hospital, the baby was a bouncing, wonderful little baby. Perfect in every way, could see, could hear, could stand, could talk, could walk, baby talk. But it had all its functions in perfect order. The baby did a good job. The baby and Jesus and the parents and the son, they did a good job. They saw this child whole and perfect and beautiful. Well, the child grew up as a lovely young girl, and she was, maybe 3 years old. And they went to a baseball game where the son was playing in the Little League. And they were sitting in the bleachers, all the mothers chatting away and talking. And the little girl says, Mommy, I can smell something. And Mommy says, well, what is that, sweetheart? Well, can't you smell? I can smell something. And the mother smelled too, and she said, well, there is a storm coming up. Maybe you smell that. No, I smell something very loving, very comfortable, very wonderful. And the mother said, well, tell me more about it. That sounds good, you know. And so the little girl kept talking about it. The little girl kept talking about it until finally the mother got the idea that it probably was a loving caress, a loving touch, a loving caring. And she thought back. Her family certainly gave that to this little girl all of her life, all of her 3 years and more, you know. But the little girl said, no, 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 it's something more. And it's like when I was being born, because she didn't remember anything. All she did remember a presence. And she said, there was just this somebody that was holding me, this somebody that was caring for me, this somebody that was with me all the time. All the time until I went into your arms, Mommy. And somebody was just really wonderful. And I felt so good. And I felt so fantastic, you know. I just felt so wonderful. And now, whenever I feel something that I don't like, I just think of that wonderful being, and I feel good. But I can also smell them. I can smell them. I can taste them, I can feel them, because it's a very real, I mean, 3 years old, how do you explain what's going on at 3 years old? I can have a very real feeling. Well, the parents could easily have doubted and put the child away because it wouldn't be a normal child in any possible way, with no possibility of coming out of it, and would live a very unfulfilled life. And it would be certainly unfulfilled for the parents too. But they didn't. They believed that the child was perfect. They didn't allow anything to stand in their way of their belief. They stood firmly in that belief, knowing that that was the truth. And having a little help from this spiritual consciousness that was there loving the daughter while I was going through these things, and they said, well, that must surely have been Jesus. Because we asked Jesus for his help. We asked Jesus to stay with you. We asked Jesus to be by you. And so the little girl then realized that the being's name was Jesus. And she was very content and very happy about it. Now, again, they could have given up. It would have been the most normal human thing in the world to do, to give up. Because human beings do this from time to time. There are not too many people who keep children who are unable to be normal children, and they just discard them early. And this has happened in the Kennedy family as well as others, you know. It's not so unusual as we think it might sound, because it sounds so inhuman. However, when they put the cause in motion that child was perfect, when they put the cause in motion that the spiritual love they believed that Jesus represented was surrounding that baby, wow, they did something pretty powerful. Now, they had to do this day after day after day, week after week, month after month, until the child was able to come home from the hospital, and even after that, because they spoke their word against some very daunting odds, some very difficult appearances that were very real and very overwhelming. And they won. It's not so much a matter that they won. There was no battle to win. That's all they knew. The only thing they knew about their daughter was that she was whole and perfect. The only thing they knew about their daughter was that she was a wonderful girl. The only thing they knew about her was that every organ, action, and function of her body was in perfect divine order all the time. And you see, when we can believe it, when we know it, when we to live it, when we want to live it, it means that we put every attitude of our mind in doing what we want to do. Now, the remarkable experience of the little girl, regardless of the appearances, is quite something. But it's only one event. Now, will they have those events in other areas of their life when they're faced with some problems? And I like to think they would, because they've had the experience, they've seen it work. However, in people who walk the spiritual path, they too have seen it work. Here at the monastery, we have seen healings more than we can ever imagine. And we have seen healings that we didn't even call healings because it was just so natural. We have seen people's lives change from being ugly, unhappy experiences to being fulfilled, rewarding experiences. We've seen people's bodies throw off cancer because they would not accept it. And we've seen that a number of times. We've seen brain tumors. We've seen everything. And my goodness, if I were to talk about it, you'd say, my gosh, it sounds like a healing center there. No, it's not. Here we teach people to have the right attitude about themselves. And with the right attitude about themselves, they no longer do that which brings that negativity into their experience, and they do it. But this is what it is. It is to live it, is to stand in that philosophy, in that attitude of always being in divine order. I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. My goodness sakes. I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. What more wonderful can you say? And then we like to say too, I am vital, active, dynamic. I'm vital, dynamic, active, and bubbling over with enthusiasm. Or I like to say also, I'm vital, dynamic, and active, pure energy. I'm vital, dynamic, active, pure energy. I'm vital, dynamic, active, pure energy. Now, the pure energy means I am that pure energy, that unadulterated energy, that energy that knows only one way to go and one path to do things, and that is in the purity and the goodness and the wholeness. So say these words for yourself. Stand forth in that wonderful direction for yourself, and just watch how those miracles bring forth in your life things that you could never have dreamed would have taken place. And yet, there they were, all for you and all for wonderful. You know, that's the way it goes, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Think on these things. And as you think on these things, watch and be delighted and amused as the miracle of I like me begins to manifest in your life as it is in ours. I love you. I love you. I love you.